My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. I thank you so much. Hour number three. Wow. All right. So if you missed any parts of the first 2 hours, we'll have them up at the website in the show archives today, before noon. More than likely. Yeah, should be before noon. But you really don't want to miss it. Last hour we spent with Joy Lynn Massaros, and they are being sued civilly. And this is important to understand. It is a civil lawsuit against the Massaros family and several others, specifically about an incident that happened 2 years ago, just down the road a piece, in near San Antonio, where they had heard that the Biden-Harris bus was going to be coming through, and they wanted to get out, and had been a part of a number of Trump trains, and they wanted to get out and put on their Trump flags and their United States flags, their American flags on their trucks and so on, and to say, hey, we support a different candidate. We support President Trump. We support traditional American values. Let's be clear, folks. Joe Biden did not run on what's best for America. Joe Biden immediately gutted our energy program. Joe Biden immediately opened our borders to an invasion. Joe Biden immediately repealed the Mexico law, which means that American dollars are funding abortions abroad. Joe Biden has stated that he wants a codified right for babies to be killed. And I've talked in depth about this before, and we'll talk with Reverend Hardin about this some tomorrow. Folks, here's the issue. If we don't defend life, if we don't understand the value of life, if we don't get that what we have, you and I, are created in the image of God. It's not idolatry. It's a recognition. If God values mankind, humans, above all other creations, to the point that he would send his son Jesus Christ to die for the redemption of man. He didn't send Jesus to die for a monkey or a bug. He did, or he has a plan for a new heaven and a new earth, and all of creation crying out to be restored back. But it begins with the head. It begins at the top. You've got to get the top fixed. You've got to get your head on straight before the rest of the body is going to come into alignment. And then the head of the body has to get the rest of the body and say, hey, you got to get in line so that I can be supported, so I can be who I'm supposed to be. And God said in his word, I've created man in my image, and it's the only created thing created in the image of man. I've talked about this before. I know you might say, but I got to give you the angles. I've got to give you the arguments. We have to be able to define this. When we go back and we think about this, this is, again, why is the concept, the Darwinian concept, so important? Why is that thrown in? Why is that elevated? Because the Darwinian concept suggests that there was no creator. That somehow this all just evolved. There was an explosion and it all just happened. And so then once you eliminate the creator, then you're left with what? You're left with elevating something else. And scripture is very clear that when creation elevates itself above the creator, that's when all of this other rebellion and disobedience and so on begins to work its way into the culture and it becomes normative. It becomes acceptable. But it begins at the beginning. And so understanding that only mankind is created in the image of God. We're it. And we have a responsibility then to preserve and protect and defend life. Life begins in the womb. Life begins at conception. Well, science and medicine, there are multiple evidences that validate that, that prove that. But again, the issue comes back then to How does that happen? And where is the choice actually being made? And, you know, I hear the comment, well, we can't legislate morality. Except that morality is being legislated. Morality is being taught in schools. You say, Pastor, how is morality being taught in schools? It's called sex education. Well, no, we're just teaching, you know, safe sex. And no, you're telling children that they don't have a responsibility to control their passions and their emotions, that they don't have a conscience, that they are not different than an animal, that they're just like rabbits, that there's no difference between a human being and any other mammal on earth. And God's word says, no, that's not true. The word of God says that he has placed us over and has given us dominion. Oh, now you're into that patriarchy thing. Well, no, I'm just into what the word of God has to say. I'm into the Bible. And I'm pretty confident that the word of God and that God had a plan and has a plan. I've seen it. I know how that works. And I know that it works out well. And that ultimately, folks, is what our founders understood when they created this great nation. Somewhat called an experiment. Why was it an experiment? Well, it was somewhat of an experiment because until the history of humankind, until the book of Samuel and that history, there'd only been one nation ever that hadn't had some kind of a king or leader or whatever that was over the top. Now, Moses was a leader that God called, and he led the people out of Egypt. And he created some hierarchy so that there would be some order, so that disputes as they arose could be settled. Because sin and sin nature had entered into the world, and the juxtaposition of man ultimately was that there would be conflict, there would be friction, there would be arguments, there would be thieving, there would be those that would attempt to steal, those that would attempt to take advantage of others, and there would be those that would be trying to be people pleasers and trying to settle the peace, and therefore not demanding their actual rights. All of those things would happen. And so Moses, through Jethro, was given wisdom, counsel from the Lord through his father-in-law Jethro in order to create. But there was an equality across the whole plane of it. And it was simply to decide disputes, not to have lordships. Each individual was responsible. Joy Lynn and I, who was my guest last hour, were talking a little bit about Nehemiah and the rebuilding of the wall. And interestingly, you were responsible to rebuild the section of the wall that was in front of your house. Now, then you would help your neighbor if you got done and you could help, then you would help your neighbor. But there was personal responsibility, and we have that today, personal responsibility. It is a part of the DNA of America and of our American way of life, but not personal responsibility to the exclusion of those around us. Part of that personal responsibility is then to be a good neighbor, to work together, to create synergies with one another. These are the things that make America great. Unfortunately, and I refer back to a lecture Steve Bannon gave talking about capitalism and that capitalism without morality is greed run amok and ultimately will end up in destruction. And I would suggest that on one extreme, we have this elitist group, this elitist authoritarianism that's taking place. That's on the very far end of the progressive communists. But then you just kind of turn that corner and go back around, and now you have elitism, and everybody is out for their own, and the knives are out, and everybody's trying to build their own fiefdoms and so on, and that's a lot of what you've got on the right. And I suggest to you folks that that is completely and totally counterintuitive and destructive to a healthy society and a healthy culture that we need here in the United States of America. And it certainly doesn't honor God, it doesn't honor the image, and it doesn't honor what Christ did for us in restoring us into proper relationship with Him and with ourselves. Back after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I am hoping that we're going to be able to get Michelle Swinnick on here in about 8 minutes to give us an update on what's happening in Arizona. I'm watching some of the news that's coming out with regards to that. We'll get into that in a minute. So, folks, here we go. Again, we have to recognize and understand that And this does tie. It ties to everything. It ties to election integrity. It ties into the borders. It ties into the quote-unquote radical climate change. It ties into inflation. It ties into what's happening with the education process of your children. It ties into this big trans movement that's taking place. It ties into the defining marriage and what is marriage? And is marriage going to be still what it's been for forever? According to my history, going back to Adam and Eve, or is it going to be something else? All of these questions, asked and answered, are moral questions. And so I go back to my statement about, you know, are we legislating morality? And I would clearly argue to you that, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason why the progressive left wants certain individuals in office, and they don't want others. It's why the uniparty is pushing the way that the uniparty is pushing. And it goes back to, and I'll break it off with this, it goes back to the issue of what happened in Wuhan, what really happened in Wuhan. 7.6 million cell phones went silent. Silent. All of a sudden, they're no longer there. And crematoriums in Wuhan that were running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to keep up with the number of bodies that they were burning. Some of them apparently got so hot that walls and doors and things melted, caught fire, burned to the ground. These are realities. Now, these are realities, and you heard me play a little clip of that having to do with medical supplies and China's control of medical supplies. And interestingly, remdesivir was one of the main things that was being used. Supposedly, it was the cure. It wasn't the cure. In fact, Brian Artis and others came forward and identified why, and you could even read on the label about the threats that remdesivir caused, the filling up of the lungs with fluid and so on. My doctor told me if I had hospitalized you, you wouldn't have made it. You would be dead. And let me just segue very quickly to say, please, 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 there is a natural protocol and there is a medical protocol. The natural protocol should build your immune system so you don't have to deal with it. But if you do, don't ditch the natural. Use the natural, and in addition to that, do what I did. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm giving you testimonial. But, you know, one of the things that I recently did, I was feeling a little under the weather, and I used this product right here. It's called Immuno 7. You should keep this around. This stuff is great. It specifically is designed if you're having respiratory issues or what have you, any of that kind of stuff. Immuno 7, buy this. Go to CGRWellness.com. CGRWellness.com. Sign up, register for free, use the code ChosenGenRadio. But this is a product that you should have in your arsenal, Immuno 7. Another product you should have in your arsenal that you should be taking every single day is Vibe. Every day you need to be taking Vibe. I take this every single day. And then I take Resvante every day. Every day. And then in addition to that, I take extra vitamin B for energy. Ultra Shot, it's a natural energy. And then I take Flex. I know I'm throwing a bunch of stuff at you, but I've done it over and over again. And the reason why do I do it? Now that Immuno 7 has quercetin in it. Personally, I take 2 quercetin pills. I take vitamin C. I take extra zinc. I take vitamin D3. The Chosen Immune Pack that you can get at Chosen Generation at CGR Wellness. I'm sorry. CGRWellness.com. It's called Chosen Gen Immune Pack. Chosen Gen, G-E-N, Chosen Gen Immune Pack. Start with that. Use that. And then you can add these things. And if you've got questions, my goodness, reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I'll be happy to share my story with you and what I've done and what I do. It works. That's all I can tell you is my personal testimony. It works. I'll be back with more. Hopefully we'll have Michelle coming up right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at CGRWellness.com. Ultrashot has 4 powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar level. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Here we go again. We're just going to jump right into this. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning, PG. How are you? And how is the audience at TECN.TV this morning?
Everybody is, well, you know, I mean, personally, because I was walking people through the value of life and how important that is, and how the progressives are trying to steal that, tell us we're all like animals, you know.
I saw the clip about the sexual prowess, right? So when you're saying animals, it's like they're saying that movie that I saw Alex Newman. And that movie that you guys were promoting, I saw the trailer. You guys played the trailer during one of the commercial breaks.
Oh, the Mind Polluters.
Oh, my! Because they're talking about the sexualization of children, well, right? Children, and making it normalized because of consent. And, you know, the funny thing is, your buddy, Lisa DeGracia, the host of Jesus Rocks, which is here on TECN.TV on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, she started talking about that when she ran for the school board in 2020. And she told me about it when I first met her in the summer of 2021.
Yeah.
Which is well before everyone's been talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
MAP.
Oh,
minor attractive person.
I have been, one of the things that I have focused on with this show for 11 years is the overhauling of straight America. It's a document that was written, and part of it, in it, it says we're not going to promote NAMBLA at the beginning. It doesn't say, and NAMBLA, folks, is the North American Man Boy Love Association. It doesn't say that it says they're at the furthest end of acceptability. Basically, what that tells you is this. They weren't going to start out promoting men having sex with little boys. They weren't going to start it out because, and they even say this candidly. They say because pedophiles don't look like victims. Hello? Okay?
Pedophiles are people too.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're promoting male-on-male sodomy, not a problem, from the very get-go. Understand that's what it is. Okay? They are promoting hairy anal sex attraction. That's what's being promoted. And I,
wait, say that again. What did you just say?
I said that they're promoting hairy male anal attraction. That's
you,
what
you
they're
know. It's 8:30 in the
promoting.
Morning on the Mountain Time Zone, and it's 7:30 in the morning
you
on
know,
the Pacific Time Zone. And some people haven't had breakfast yet.
Yeah. Well, now you probably aren't going to have any breakfast.
No eggs for you.
I know. Yes, you say, kind my sir. God, that's graphic, Pastor. But, folks.
Oh, it's not graphic just at this hour.
What I want you to understand, okay, but you're going to drop your child off this morning at school.
Well, you know how I feel about dropping off at the indoctrination center.
Well, hang on. And within the next couple of hours, because health education, as they call it, which it isn't anymore, this sex education is one of the first things they will cover today in class.
Mm-hmm.
Please understand, within the first 2 to 3 hours of the day, following the order of curriculum, what I just said to you is what your child is going to be exposed to in the first they will hear. They will get this. It may not be that quite that, but it will be that presented in a more comfy package, but it will be that presented to them before noon, before lunch. They will have had this conversation. Before lunch, they will have been talked to about masturbation and hormone therapy, and that's starting at 8 years of age. All right, I want to get off of that topic. Not that I...
Yeah.
It's but, and this is what I did, Michelle, and this is why we can talk about it, because it ties into what we're going to talk about.
Who, sure
does. Listen... Who you vote for, who you elect, these are the people that are supposed to represent your values. You want to talk about and say, oh, well, we can't legislate morality?
Yes,
honestly, if you still believe that, I have got a slow-moving boat to China I want to sell you. Okay? I got a slow-moving boat to China I want to sell you, because what I just said to you, whatever everything I've just said to you leading to this moment is a moral issue. It's a moral issue. And they are teaching it to your children if they're going to public school.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We need an update on this election situation. So Friday, you guys, we're going to have a rally and a protest. And, you know, it's interesting, I might note, I looked for that just now in the news. Mm-hmm. Just did a search. There's no stories about it. They didn't. I mean, literally, there nobody covered it.
No, nobody covered it. Well, Gateway Pundit, because
Gateway Pundit. Well, because you got in there and they picked up your story.
Because we're friends with the Gateway Pundit guy.
Yeah.
Jordan is a good friend, and Jordan knows everybody here, so he reports.
Okay,
and that's the reason why we have coverage.
All right, but
only reason.
But and now they've really gone after Gateway Pundit and said that everything, you know, Gateway Pundit is the new InfoWars. So Gateway Pundit is, you know, there's nothing there, folks. If they put if Gateway Pundit puts it out, then you can't believe it. That's what the mainstream media says now. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. All right, Gateway Pundit is a great place to get news. They really are.
It's the truth, everybody. Yeah. It's the truth.
All right.
Do a great job.
All right. Now, what happened on Friday?
So Friday there was the prayer protest. Some people call it a rally.
All right.
I mean,
and so,
it was totally fine. It was totally fine. So not a lot of people came because so many people were discouraging people with microphones like Charlie Kirk and a lot of local groups here that claim to be grassroots. They're not. they were discouraging people from going. Jeffrey Prather, which Pete Santilli just did a whole expose, shall we say, about the truth about Jeffrey Prather, which, okay, everything always comes out at some point. And that was just done.
Wow.
I put it on our Substack so people can watch, because I watched it last night. Kelly Ward, who I've been calling out for a very long time, months, she told people not to go. So she, again, another verification, everybody. I've been shouting from the rooftops, and the GOP, RNC, not your friends, especially here in Arizona.
And why did they say don't go?
Oh, it's going to be another January 6th. Just scared. I said, Arizona, it's hard enough to get people to go to a sporting event, no less. This is like a place you never need reservations for restaurants. Okay, so then you're worried about a bunch of people going to a bunch of Patriots showing up at the Capitol. It's to actually like have conversations. Like we had like a table and a van thing set up, so people can actually go ahead and get their testimonials written onto an affidavit,
okay,
to show and share what their experience was or what they saw,
right,
at all the polling places, which was just 100% bad things, right? So that was what the point was, and then forget to people to have conversations with each other to exchange information and share what was going
right
on, and get on the microphone and tell their story. So and also then maybe have the legislator actually like listen. Would be nice if he showed up, but they don't care, right? We already know that they've moved on. They've made it very clear. They've actually said it. We've moved on. Don't worry about it. Go ahead. We're already kind of strategizing how we're going to navigate through the next session, because we only have like a 1 or 2 person majority. And how are we going to, you know, combat what's going on at Katie Hobbs as governor? This is your legislature here in Arizona. And that's still, quote unquote, a majority of what Republicans, which they're not. They're establishment rhinos, every single one of them. There's only one person that I can say that I respect for that is in an elected position. Is Jim O'Connor, who's the Arizona Corporation Commissioner, who's been a member of our team pushing all this stuff out there since the end of August when we started with the Selection Code movie premiere. Liz Harris, who's the candidate for legislature. That's it.
Yeah. All right.
That's it.
All right. So we're gonna have 1 minute, and then we're gonna go into the break, and then we really gotta focus on. I know, but it's just the way it is. So we gotta really focus when we get back. A report was put out yesterday. I'm sure you're aware of this. Maricopa County put out a report rebuffing.
Oh, the letter?
Yeah. Well, No. This is officials in Maricopa County issued a report ahead of the scheduled certification of the November election results, blaming prominent Republicans for sowing doubt about a secure alternative for voters amid issues of malfunctioning voter tabulation machines in the state's largest county on Election Day. The report issued Sunday comes a week after the state's Republican attorneys general demanded answers from the county on the widespread voting machine glitches some GOP politicians and pundits swiftly seized upon by pushing misleading or false information. The county is set to certify its results Monday. In its report, the county said a root cause analysis of printer issues that prevented some voter tabulators, but noted that all printers used had updated firmware installed with uniform settings and used the same settings that were used in prior elections. We're going to get into all of this when we come back. Please don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are? Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit formula. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Michelle Swinnick. Again, SaveMyFreedom.us. SaveMyFreedom.us. Okay, please make sure that you get over there to SaveMyFreedom.us. And so, all right, Michelle, we're going to go through this right now, and I'm going to share a couple of things, and then I'm going to ask you to, tell us what you know in response to the things that I share. Again, Michelle Swinnick, SaveMyFreedom.us. All right, so this is an article in MSN by Summer Concepcion entitled Maricopa County Report Rebuffs Claims by Republicans Who Sowed Doubt on Election Integrity. It talks about the malfunctioning vote tabulation machines, which we have talked about here on the program. And then it says that GOP politicians and pundits swiftly seized on by pushing misleading or false information. In its report, the county said the root cause analysis of printer issues that prevented some vote tabulators from accepting ballots on Election Day remains underway, so they don't even know, but noted that all printers had updated firmware, were installed with uniform settings, and used the same settings that were used in prior elections. You want to answer that?
No. No, okay. Your Honor.
The answer is no. All right. The report noted that voters were instructed to put their ballots in a secure ballot box termed a door 3 option. Folks, we've talked about this. If tabulators could not read them, a decades-long practice in the county.
I will use clarification, Your Honor.
Yes.
So basically, door number 3 is for marketing purposes, propaganda narrative, they're calling it door number 3 or box number 3. If you actually look at the manual, right, issued by the Secretary of State, it's called the misread file, the misread box, okay?
Okay.
And it's small for a reason because it is rare that ballots do not go into go into that file. So that's why it's small. So, and that's why at the end of the night, normally, we run it through one more time just because it usually catches, okay?
Okay.
So it's not a consolation prize. It's not like, hey, go ahead, come on, step on up, everybody. Let's run it through the tabulator. If it doesn't work, pop it into door number 3 and be on your way because your ballot has been counted. That's not the purpose of door number 3. That is not the purpose of it's called the misread box, the misread bin.
For a reason.
Yeah, because it's just, and it's also not a guarantee that your vote will count when it goes in there. That's what the language in the manual says. This is the one by the Secretary of State. So it is kind of like, it didn't go through, and maybe it'll be counted at some point, but it's rare that you end up in that bin. It's like an anomaly. It doesn't usually happen. And then we try one more time at the end of the night.
All right.
So they're portraying it as, hey, no problem. Pop
right.
it in there. You're good to go. And that's not true. That is a lie because they have a narrative that they predid to match the consequences of the actions that they pre-planned. And keep in mind, they keep blaming the printers. As I've said since the night when I came home from election night, that's your Lee Harvey Oswald. Okay? Because you can't have, like, we didn't have any printer issues, but I had machine issues and my statistics and numbers were the same as other centers, as you start reading that 23-page report from Who's Counting, which was the attorneys that were Maricopa County attorneys that did the roving returnees. And I haven't read through the whole thing yet, but I started to read some, and it was the same scenarios. Sometimes it was flipped. Sometimes it was the problems were in the afternoon, not the morning. You can't blame the printer.
Right.
Okay? So that's right. It's so overwhelming lies that it is mind-blowing.
All right, so here we go. In a letter accompanying the report, Tom Liddy, a Republican and head of Maricopa County's Civil Division, said that 8 other counties rely on secure boxes in elections because they do not have any tabulators in their polling locations at all, and their ballots are instead taken to a centralized location to be tabulated in every election. It cannot be the case that the limited use of door 3 ballot box for some voters in Maricopa County violates the Constitution, while the required use of the ballot box by every voter in over half of the state's counties does not. I don't think anybody suggested that there was a constitutional violation.
We're not talking constitutional.
No.
We're talking up strictly, again, they want to go something that's so far off from the fact of just talk about the procedural violations. Okay? At the end of the day, when a machine has a technical issue, it needs to be immediately, according to the procedures, immediately repaired or replaced. That was not done. You have an election within the first 15 minutes that cannot be certified because you had malfunction. And keep in mind this, people. Just because your ballot went through a machine that was not working properly, what makes you think that it was read properly? What makes you think your ballot was actually read properly if you know the machine's not working? So it's almost like getting in a car where you know the brakes aren't working, and you're going to hope that this time that the brakes are working when you know that the guy told you, hey, the brakes aren't working, or they work like 50% of the time. And you're like, oh, that's awesome. I got, like, heads up, or glass half empty, glass half full. You're going to get in that car? There's no guarantee that the brakes are going to work when you get in there. Just like this, there's no guarantee that just because your ballot went through, it was read properly when you already determined that the machines are not working properly.
Well, and then they have flipped it to say, oh, well, here's, so first of all, the issue is that this door number, they call it door number 3, which is misread ballots.
The misread ballots.
Is historically, you know, there are misread ballots. Okay, well, actually, see, it's a partial truth. Are there historically misread ballots? Yes. But it's a very minor number. Minor number. Mm-hmm. But in the election, the midterm election that happened on November 8th, 2022, that number was huge.
Like I caught a fish this big.
Okay. Yeah. And the proof in the pudding that it was huge are the bags that you personally initialed and signed and put a sticker on and put a label on to secure them, which normally would never happen.
No, there would never be
that many ballots that would have been pulled out that would have been making that mistake. And then they say, well, there's a lot of candidates who say things they shouldn't. People who politically maybe didn't see the outcomes they were hoping for have some courage and speak out and say these types of threats. I don't know what the threat is. People are saying, hey, there were voting irregularities, there was voting fraud, there were procedures that were not followed, there were machines that did not function correctly, and as a result of that, the election should be done over again. Nobody's threatening anybody. Now,
No, I was threatened. I was threatened by a supervisor. That's called a threat. You were threatened to be terminated. So that's a threat. People that were encouraging people maybe to think twice about just dropping your ballot off. Like, you walk into a bank and at the front, they're like, hey, listen, nothing's working today. So if you just drop your $100 bill on the ground, we'll catch it later and we'll deposit it. Like, it's worse than that what you did at the ballot box. But so if they were encouraging people to think twice or maybe understand the rules, but you have to keep in mind that they also changed the procedures, made them up, which necessarily did they make them up? They were pre-planned. They just acted like, oh, well, we'll figure out how to do this because we have, remember, they had a situation, so they had to change the policies. But it was also inconsistent in each center. So, again, policies and procedures are like algebra. What you do to one side, what you do to the other, it has to be consistent.
Supposed to be.
And my center was different from my friend's center that was up in Anthem. It was different from the center that was 7 minutes away. So it was different protocol and procedures. That's not how it works, right?
Right.
So that means it was by design. The reason why I'm jumping out here and then I've got to go is...
Right, now, we got 1 minute, yeah.
Yeah, 9:30 today is the Mayor Corruption County Board of Supervisors meeting that they are going to be certifying. Now, even though this is all going on, and the amount of information that you guys haven't even heard yet, multiply everything you're seeing by 100, and that's how bad it is. There's even more stuff that we have found out that's just, we're starting to bring it forward. Because I've been working with attorneys and Leo on Donald Frio.
And so
what I'm going to do is at 9:30 starts the meeting. There's going to be public comment. Yep. I put my info in for a public comment, but I'm going to be live streaming it on my channel. TECN TV has got other programming, so they won't be able to cover it. But if you want to go over to Rumble or any of the other platforms, which is Everything Home Talk Show on Rumble, we're going to do live commentary. I'm going to jump over and do it now, and then we're going to stream it. I just got to figure out how to do it. Okay. And that way you can see the chaos and we're going to talk around.
SaveMyFreedom.us.
Oh, yeah, we're 803,000 people in 9 days. Who have actually clicked on that to
SaveMyFreedom.us. And we'll talk here in just a minute. We got to jump because that's the way the time is. But, folks, I want to talk to Michelle. I might be able to grab onto that stream and help her get this out by using our capabilities here. Yes.
I
can connect with you and then we can do it that way. I'll be back with more Children Generation Radio coming up more than likely in about a half an hour.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.